This is the Great One himself, bringing you another Anarchy Moment. This morning I had to do something that I really hate doing. I had to listen to a dumb motherfucker talking about things he doesn't know anything about. This individual was commenting upon the media and the government. Let's start with the media. This individual started off with comments about the media about we as a group, there were several of us there, they were discussing, and I was sitting there saying nothing because there's really not much I could have said that wouldn't have hurt people's feelings. The group was discussing how the media only reports on bad news and how everything in the world is terrible and all the media ever talks about is the stuff that is terrible. And the individual in question was remarking that he knew somebody who used to work in, I believe it was television news broadcasting. That's the word I'm looking for. Television news broadcasting. And this person eventually quit because she was unhappy about the fact that the ultimate decisions about which stories aired was made by the marketing department. And at this point, you know, this person almost had a clue, but of course he didn't, because he then went on to talk about how the media needs to do a better job of reporting and how everything should be negative and all this other nonsense. And the point that you need to understand as a person out there listening to the sound of my voice is that sorry, I had a moment there. I had an anarchy moment as I was laughing at the patheticness of my own jokes. The takeaway you need to understand is that the news media does not exist to convey information to you. The news media certainly does not exist to convey accurate or unbiased or truthful information. Okay, that's not what television news is for. It's not what newspapers are for. It's not what magazines are for. That's not what the internet is for. I talked on Stating the Obvious at great length about the book, Trust Me, I'm Lying. Right. I mean, the media does not exist to convey information. The media exists to sell advertising. And when this idiot remarked about how his friend left the television broadcasting business because she didn't like the fact that the marketing department made the decisions about what goes on the air, well, I mean, duh, as they say in the newspaper business, if it bleeds, it leads. I think they actually say that also in the television broadcasting business. But if it bleeds, it leads. Why? Because that's what gets the ratings. The second thing this idiot said, which is slightly more infuriating and a case where he never even got near the truth, is in discussion about the government and how the government is here to help you and all this other nonsense. This idiot spoke about how he had lived in Washington, D.C. for a while, or near Washington, D.C., whatever, and he had interacted a lot with many people who work in the government, and he found that they were really well-intentioned people who were just trying to do good and had families to support. And they weren't these evil, malicious people that, you know, all the evil right-wingers think they are. That they're good people who have good intentions and are trying to support their families. And this whole buying into good intentions bullshit is one of the reasons why we live in a state of society. Okay, you don't judge people by their intentions. And I've done this shtick on Stating the Obvious many, many more times than once. Okay? Intentions don't matter. Because intentions are an internal thing that nobody else can access and that also have no effect on anyone else. Actions have effects on other people and can be accessed by other people. Right? So if I go out and I rape a woman, but I say that my intentions were to make her feel loved, should her response and should the response of other people around be based on my actions or my intentions? If intentions matter, then we open up this whole new problem. Now, of course, intentions do matter when it's the government. I mean, what has the government done with good intentions, right? The Patriot Act, good intentions. Guantanamo Bay, good intentions. War in Iraq, good intentions. War in Afghanistan, good intentions. Killing people in foreign countries with flying robots, good intentions. Putting Japanese people in concentration camps, good intentions. Putting Indians on reservations and exterminating them, good intentions. Tuskegee experiment, good intentions. Making black people drink from separate water fountains, good intentions, right? We can go on and on and on and on. The government is driven by good intentions. And these good intentions have actually led to the murder and imprisonment of millions and millions of people. The Soviet Union, good intentions. Red China, you know, good intentions. Pol Pot, good intentions. Adolf Hitler, I've said this before. Some of you are really stupid and don't get this. Adolf Hitler had good intentions, okay? He had good intentions. He was trying to redeem Germany in the eyes of the world. He was trying to get his people out from under the thumb of the Treaty of Versailles. He was trying to create living space for the German people. He had good fucking intentions. So if you really think the fact that these psychopathic, sociopathic idiots who work for the governments, people like that cocksucker who shot Vicky Weaver in the head with a sniper rifle while she was unarmed and holding her baby, to sit here and say that those cocksuckers have good intentions and they're just trying to take care of their families, while at the same time killing other people, imprisoning other people, you know, putting men in prison where they get raped and where they can't provide for their families. The whole idea that it's all about these good intentions. And, oh, all these government employees, they have good intentions. This is the biggest load of horseshit that has been fucking spewed forth from stupid people every fucking day. And every time I hear it, I just want to shoot people in the fucking face. A person's intentions don't matter. What matters is their actions. And the actions of all these government official bureaucrats and politicians and other fuckheads, the police, the military, the bureaucrats, the regulators, the inspectors, the senators, the congressmen, the presidents, the vice presidents, the Supreme Court justices, the actual actions of all of these cocksucking motherfucking pieces of shit have resulted in death and suffering. Fuck their intentions.